Football Today from CBS Sports.
Here we go.
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
Let's go.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
Saturday mailbag. Because five is not enough. We give you six episodes every week. And, you know, we just don't have enough time on the first five shows to answer as many emails as we'd like. So here we are trying to help you out a little bit more. Welcome, everybody, to Fantasy Football Today. Hope you're having a great weekend. We are recording this on Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern, so we don't have all that much news. And hopefully week one there won't be that much news. But I am Adam, and he is Heath Cummings. Hello, Heath.
It's wonderful to be here, Adam. I've missed you.
Oh, I know, right? Just not enough Adam and Heath podcasting. I think it's funny. I'm looking at FanDuel right now because we're going to talk a little bit about DFS, and they give like a status update on players. And Le'Veon Bell has a questionable mark for contract dispute. So I'm going to have to get him out of my lineup. That's for sure. But before we get to that, let's run through for some news, but also this thing. How do you respond to people that say, I played against Julio Jones, I played against Jay Ajayi, I need a lot of upside? What do you think about that philosophy?
I try to ignore it for the most part when it comes to my own matchups. But if someone asks me, who do you think has more upside, I will tell them who I think has more upside.
Yeah, yeah. But do you subscribe to that philosophy that if you're in a big hole after Thursday night, you need to start looking for home runs?
Not really. I mean, listen, Julio Jones scoring 18 points in a standard league or 28 in a PPR league, that's the other team's best or second best player. That's not enough to make me feel like I'm in a big hole. The Jay Ajayi thing may be a little different, but I'd reserve it more for a situation when one of their players that isn't great or two of their players that aren't great both have big games on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I think you can end up doing more harm than good if you start thinking about that and just leaving points on your bench. And some of your players are going to go off too, so that's the fun part. Don't overreact. I tell this story all the time, but 5 years ago, I don't know. First Thursday of the season, Peyton Manning he scored like 51 points against the Ravens. He threw like seven touchdowns.
Seven touchdowns, yes.
I lost with Peyton Manning, two quarterback league. I lost by 1 point to Jamie. I was already counting my victory, and I lost. So it happens. Heath, Marlon Mack practiced as they get ready for Cincinnati. Any chance Marlon Mack plays? What do you think?
It was his second consecutive day of practice. I believe both days were partial participation. I do not expect they're going to run him out there week one. If they do, I don't expect he'll be a full go. We're not ranking him yet and probably won't until Sunday morning they say he's active.
And if Marlon Mack does play, start or sit?
I would stay away from I'm mostly staying away from every Colts running back no matter what.
I think it's good if you own. I mean, it wouldn't be so bad. He sits this game out, gets healthy, and hopefully this means he's more likely to play in week two. Some Giants and Jaguars news. Olivier Vernon out for the Giants. Safarian Jenkins and Jalen Ramsey in. Alshon Jeffrey says he's still a few weeks away from returning. And the Browns will, in fact, be starting an undrafted free agent at left tackle. And that man's name is Desmond Harrison. So he will be starting against a pretty good defensive front. Against those Pittsburgh Steelers first game of the season. So what does that mean for your Browns if you have them in FanDuel? Well, I don't know. I mean, Heath, what do you think? Should we start any Browns in FanDuel this week?
Oh, yeah. We're starting some Browns this week.
Are we
FanDuel
really?
And DraftKings. Tyrod Taylor is my favorite quarterback value on the slate, and I don't expect he'll be as highly owned as Andy Dalton, which is even better for tournaments.
All right, well, if you want to get in on FanDuel, if you want to compete against us on FanDuel, go to FanDuel.com/FFT. FanDuel.com/FFT. Get in our $5 tournament every single week. It's, again, only $5. You get to compete against us and a bunch of our listeners, and the winner gets $500, and there are more payouts other than that. They also have a Survivor contest. Your time is running out to get in a free $250,000 Survivor contest. FanDuel.com/FFT. And one more added bonus. $20 bonus when you make your first deposit on FanDuel. So if you're a new user, go to FanDuel.com/FFT, make a deposit, and get a $20 bonus on it. Big contest, small contest, little money, lot of money, whole bunch of stuff, head-to-head, 50-50 tournaments, really fun. Get on FanDuel. And now it's time to read some emails. Actually, no, let's talk a little bit more about DFS. So, yeah, you got to have some studs, definitely. Le'Veon Bell is the second most expensive player on the board, and he's not going to work.
Don't play him.
Yeah, but James Conner, like, obviously, how old do you think James Conner is going to be? Like, more than 50%?
We had this discussion on FFG today, and Dave actually said he didn't want to play Conner because too many people were going to play him. I will take the free square.
And you don't want to not have the guy.
Right, exactly. Right? So he is, I just sent in my list, and I will have a top five plays at each position on FanDuel, DraftKings, and Draft on sportsline.com later today. James Conner is my number one running back on any site that has a pricing system.
Yeah. Now, other running backs we're going to like, I'm sure, are going to be like, well, Kamara, I think, is a great play amongst the studs, and David Johnson, right?
Yeah, I will also have a piece on Sunday on contrarian plays, and I use ownership from UF Collective. And Kamara is projected to be the highest owned running back at this point. That may change by Sunday morning. On FanDuel, he's only my fourth highest running back that I'm going to be playing.
Okay.
Behind Johnson and Gordon.
Yeah, so I think if you look at the studs, like Kamara, Johnson, Gordon, good matchups. Zeke, Hunt, Fournette, maybe Fournette. Barkley, McCaffrey, not such great matchups.
I'm not playing any of those guys you just mentioned.
Not Fournette?
Nope.
Dalvin Cook, also not such a great matchup. So I'm assuming you're going to have Kenyon Drake doesn't have a great matchup. Who are the value running backs?
Well, it's James Conner with a bullet.
Yeah.
Alex Collins, fantastic value. I'll have a ton of him. Royce Freeman, great value on both FanDuel and DraftKings. I'll have a ton of him.
Okay. All right. I think Antonio Brown, I'd like to have him in my lineup. Without Le'Veon Bell, he could just go crazy. I mean, he could go crazy no matter what. But Cleveland, terrible against number one wide receivers last year. Brown torched them. And I do think it helps to not have Le'Veon there.
Yeah, I will have a lot of Antonio Brown. He's my highest projected wide receiver. He's not my favorite in terms of points per price. Mm-hmm. But I will have a ton of Antonio Brown and Keenan Allen.
Is Odell Beckham a contrarian play?
Oh, he's very contrarian play. He's not a contrarian play I'm going to be making, but yes.
All right, great. So we're not going to give full lineups here. Let me just get your thoughts on tight end.
I love, love, love Jordan Reed.
You do, huh?
I'm going to have a bunch of Jordan Reed. I'll play some Gronk and some Kelsey for sure. You don't want to miss out on those guys if they have a monster game. If you're looking for a cheap tight end, I think the chalk play, the cash game play will be Austin Seferian Jenkins. I've been going back and forth on whether I'm just going to play a little bit of him or just fade him completely because I just don't like it.
I agree. I mean, I don't expect the Giants to be good against tight ends, but maybe I'm being a little narrow-minded on it.
If you want a tight end on FanDuel under $5,000 and you want to be a little more contrarian, I'd go with Benjamin Watson.
I'm going to go with Tyler Eifert, I bet, in a lot of my leagues, $5,500. We know the Bengals throw a lot. He has caught a touchdown in half of his games as a pro. Dalton loves tight ends. I think he can win that matchup. So, all right, that's some FanDuel talk for you, FanDuel.com/FFT. Eric from a city in Michigan made specifically for Heath.
I've tried to figure out what this is. I couldn't find one called Beer Michigan. So I'm going to assume it's the home of wherever Founders Brewing is, because that is by far my favorite Michigan brewery, but also Bell's is fantastic as well.
Okay. It's funny that you know that. The question, oh, you know, I forgot, actually. This really isn't for you and me, Heath. This is for someone else. It's for the regulators. Dear Ross, Blanche, Dorothy, and Sophia, the Golden Girls.
Thank you for being a friend.
I have a league that I'm the commissioner of. We already had a team not set a lineup and started Carson Wentz on Thursday night. What should I do? Normally I give warnings that I will take over a team, but not setting week one? Even more unacceptable than normal. How do you guys handle teams not setting lineups, and how should this situation be treated any differently?
I am very, very different than Scott White is on baseball in this one. So Scott would say, I'm not going to let somebody just not set their lineup. I will hound the guy. I will publicly humiliate the guy. I will call him out in chat rooms, text, voicemail, email, whatever it takes to get him to do it himself. But I'm not setting a lineup for anyone.
So you just let it go?
If he's not going to play, then I'm just – he's out of the league, obviously. But I'm not going to –
maybe he just forgot.
Then I hope he doesn't next week. And lucky guy week one.
It's a good theme song.
Oh, it's one of my favorites, right below Dukes of Hazzard.
No, you're forgetting about Growing Pains.
No, I know Growing Pains. I grew up.
Forgot about
Pains.
It.
You weren't even old enough to watch Growing Pains.
I've watched it. Next up, Corky from the town. Deion Lewis, Marquise Goodwin, or Josh Gordon? Start one.
Ooh, that's tough. I am the lowest guy by far on Josh Gordon. I don't want to start him on any team unless it's a DFS thing and I'm just looking for upside. So it comes down to Lewis and Goodwin for me. And I'm just going to go to the projections here. I've got Lewis for 10 and 13 fantasy points. I've got Goodwin for 9 and 13. So I'll start Lewis in both.
That's standard in PPR when you say the 10 yep. and 13, right? This is from the man, the myth, the legend. I have Russell Wilson. Should I start Jared Goff or Andy Dalton ahead of him?
I'll go with Goff. I like him quite a bit against the Raiders. They're really bad.
Remember, the Google Assistant likes Dalton better than Wilson, too. So don't forget that. This is from Maxi from Oktoberfest, the Oktoberfest city in Germany. Okay, great. Dear Sebastian, Bjorn, Moritz, and Marcus. I don't know, but it's very German. Who should I drop for a kicker? Eifert or Gallup? I have Trey Burton, Michael Thomas, AJ Green, Corey Davis, Josh Gordon, and Kenny Stills.
Since you have Trey Burton, I'd drop Eifert.
Okay. I don't know who those people are. Sorry about that. This is from Campbell from Scotland. From Scotland. Dear Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath, who is the best this season? Kenny Galladay or Keelan Cole? Keelan Cole.
The odds are that Keenan Cole's better. I think there's more upside for Galladay.
Oh, he tricked you. He tricked you by writing Keenan, and you said Keenan, but he meant Keelan Cole.
Well done.
Thank you. This is from a guy named Keenan, oddly enough, in Los Angeles. Dear Fox, Cool J, Pacino, and Quaid. That would be any given Sunday actors.
Yes.
Remember this time last year when people had most likely drafted Terrell Pryor in the fourth round? Who is this year's Pryor? A player taken in the top five rounds that people will regret drafting.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of quarterbacks that people were regretting, but I'll leave those out. LeSean McCoy is a very likely candidate for this, but a little different type player because he at least has the historical production to justify it.
Yeah, I'm thinking, is there like a flash in the pan? I mean, is Juju Smith-Schuster potentially that guy?
I'm not going to say that about Juju.
I don't think so either. I think Adam Thielen could be that guy, but that's just me.
Chris Hogan could be that guy.
Yeah, if he's going that early, he could be that guy. All right. And I'm still slightly worried about Joe Mixon. I think we've put such high expectations on him.
Well, Jamie does.
Jamie does, yeah. But no, I mean the fantasy community. Well, I think his ADP says people have high expectations for him. TJ from NorCal, the city of trees. Hey, Eric, Dion, Tim, and Merton. Those sound like defensive backs. Are they Niners defensive backs? I'm playing the Julio owner this week in PPR. Who has the highest ceiling? Gallup, Breida, Godwin, or Wilkins? Gallup, Breida, Godwin, or Wilkins?
I'd say Breida.
Yeah, highest ceiling, okay. Tim in Yucaipa, California. Dear Cade, Russ, Wyatt, and three.
Wow, that's Ozark.
Ozark, what is Ozark?
It's a fantastic show on Netflix. I'm in the middle of season two. Season two just came out last week.
Nice.
Fantastic. You could learn some things about real America by watching that show.
Pick two wide receivers and a flex. So pick two of these wide receivers. Hilton, Tyreek Hill, Juju, Hogan, Goodwin. Yikes, that's tough.
Two wide receivers and a flex.
Well, I didn't say... pick the receivers first. T.Y., Tyreek, Juju, Hogan, Goodwin.
T.Y., Tyreek.
Okay, now, Juju, Hogan, Goodwin, Connor, Jamal Williams. Who's your flex?
Connor.
All right. We got a lot more emails. Our email address, by the way, is fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. Always feel free to email. You can also tweet us. I am at Adam Azer on Twitter, at Adam Azer. What's wrong with me? At Azer, A-I-Z-E-R, at Adam Azer. Heath is at Heath Cummings Sr., at Heath Cummings SR. So we'll do our best to get back to you. Obviously, we get a lot of tweets and a lot of emails these days, so not always the easiest thing. And you know what else is not the easiest thing? Hiring. If you have a job opening, it used to be a very complicated process. It's hard to find qualified candidates. Then you've got all these resumes to look for. It's kind of annoying. But ZipRecruiter is the smart choice to make. ZipRecruiter makes things very, very easy. You know, doing it on your own is not smart. Using ZipRecruiter and their powerful matching technology, that is smart. And if you use the website ZipRecruiter.com/FFT, ZipRecruiter.com/FFT, you can try it for free. And ZipRecruiter is going to take your job and send it to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. They're going to use their powerful technology to scan thousands of resumes and find the people with the right experience and invite them to apply to your job. And as the applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one, spotlights the top candidates, and this way you never miss a match. 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within a day. That is why ZipRecruiter is the highest rated hiring site in America. So be a good American, people, and use ZipRecruiter.com/FFT. You can try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/FFT. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. More emails. No name on this one. I need two running backs, a wide receiver, and a flex. All right. Joe Mixon, Jamal Williams, James Conner. Pick two. PPR.
Oh, should we just say James Conner, James Conner, James Conner, James Conner?
Well, we need two running backs, so.
Okay. Two running backs, a receiver, and a flex. Conner, Williams, Beckham, and it's PPR. I'll take Fitz.
Fitz over Mixon. All right. I didn't read all the names, but Heath did it for you. Another one from No Name. Start three in a standard scoring league. Kamara, Mixon, Collins, Drake, Jamal Williams, and there's that guy, James Conner. Kamara, Mixon, Collins, Drake, Williams, Conner. All right, this is going to really test you. Are you starting Conner?
Kamara, Conner, and Collins.
Wow, okay. This is from Daniel in a city in the Pacific Northwest.
Seattle.
Dear Nick, Nelson, and Zach.
Those are Eagles starters.
Le'Veon Bell owner here, whose buddy scooped up Conner before I did. He offered me Amari Cooper and Conner for A.J. Green. I have already lost Bell and Jerick McKinnon. Should I give up A.J. Green for Amari Cooper and James Conner?
I wonder if the sentence should have ended with give up. Should I give up? no, don't give up yet. I might try to postpone him to Saturday and see if he'll wait it out. But if Le'Veon Bell's not there on Saturday, I'd make that deal.
And he wants us to say hello to his friend Michael, who just had a beautiful baby girl named Violet Marie. She will be a fan of the pod someday. And how about a congratulations to Michael and family?
Okay, Michael, he just got you a shout out on Fantasy Football today. You can loosen the screws just a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Make a little better deal. Congratulations. That's awesome.
This is from Matt. Half PPR flex. Stills, Peterson, or Marshawn Lynch?
Stills,
Peterson, or Marshawn Lynch. Okay, Stills. This is from John. Hey, milk steak, rum ham, canned wine, and riot juice. I feel like Google's going to break. Oh, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, apparently. Not a fan.
Never saw that show.
It's not bad. It's not bad. They scream a lot. I waited on quarterback and tight end. I ended up with Mariota, Njoku, and Eifert. Dalton and Tyrod are available and ranked higher than Mariota. Would you drop one of my tight ends to pick them up or drop Mariota or stay put? Also, I would say Vic or Ryan, but Ryan already played.
I would say I would drop Njoku for Dalton, start Dalton and Eifert.
You got to keep Mariota though, right?
Yeah, I'd keep Mariota.
Scott from Boston. Dear Nick, Tom, Peyton, and Tom.
The last four Super Bowl winning quarterbacks?
Is that true?
I don't know.
That's probably true. Yeah, that's, yes. Alex Collins, James Conner, or Jamal Williams in PPR?
Conner.
Okay. You better hope he has a good game. Maya in a capital city south of Baltimore. Dear Magic.
Washington, D.C.
Dear Magic, Kareem, Jordan, and Wilt. Thank you. I have Connor. I have Gordon, Howard, and Mixon. Should I start Connor over any of those guys? Gordon, Howard, Mixon.
I would start Gordon, Connor, and Howard.
This is Dan from Vermont. Dear Mark, Chad, Vinny, and Joe.
Those are that. Jets quarterbacks.
They are. I traded away Stefon Diggs.
I'm on fire today, by the way.
Yeah, you're crushing it. I traded away Stefon Diggs and Jamal Williams for Davante Adams in a 12-team non-PPR league. How did I do? Give up Diggs and Jamal Williams, get Davante Adams.
I think you overpaid.
Think so?
D plus.
Ooh, all right. I mean, you could at least give him a C minus.
I thought about it, and then I thought, you know, let's be impactful.
Yeah. All right, well, you've angered Heath. He hates your trade. We've got a really great opportunity for listeners to watch football in a way you're not used to watching, and that is with NFL Game Pass. So you can watch on NFL.com/fantasyfootballtoday. First of all, you can get a 7-day free trial. You can watch any game replayed all the way through the Super Bowl. Get the broadcast version if you want, commercial free, or the coaches film that's got the all-22 angle that the pros and the coaches use. So anybody who's breaking down film uses the all-22. It's really interesting. It's like Skycam, but it's better. There's also the condensed games, which are amazing. You can watch an entire game in about 45 minutes. And with NFL Game Pass, it is game time anytime. Replay every game all season long. It's a really great product. And if you don't like it, hey, this is a free trial. So I think you will like it. But now's the time to give it a shot. A 7-day free trial of NFL Game Pass. Sign up right now. NFL.com/fantasyfootballtoday. NFL.com/fantasyfootballtoday. Game on, everybody. Ready for more emails, Heath? We're doing great.
Yes.
Good. John from Union City, California. Dear Joe, Steve, Jeff, Jimmy, Brian, CJ, and Colin.
Montana, Young, Garcia, Garoppolo, Hoyer, Beathard, Kaepernick.
The Heath is on today. It's football season. I need some good karma. Should I play Amari Cooper versus the Rams or Kenny Stills versus the Titans?
Cooper.
Dear Jim, Brett, Eli, and Nick.
Those are also Super Bowl winning quarterbacks.
Sure. Why not? I need a high upside flex in PPR. James White or Keelan Cole?
I'll go James White.
Oh, you were right. There's our quarterbacks who have all beaten the Patriots in the Super Bowl. There you go.
Nice.
Dear Three Wise Men from Brandon in Denver. Marquise Goodwin, Corey Davis, Trey Burton, or Matt Breida? Marquise Goodwin, Corey Davis, Trey Burton, or Matt Breida?
I know it's not great when I have to go check the projections in between these, but I think it makes more sense here. Do we know if this is PPR or non-PPR?
I don't know.
Okay. That's very helpful. Tell us if it's PPR or non-PPR. But I'm really leaning Goodwin.
Goodwin, okay. This is an email from Brian in Ireland's biggest county. I don't know. Dear Vincent, Jules, Butch, and Winston.
That is that show that you like that I've never watched.
No, the Heath is off.
I've never seen it before. Scott White likes it a lot, too.
You're thinking about New Girl, but I'm pretty sure this is Pulp Fiction, buddy.
Oh, well, that's an awful movie.
It is?
Ugh.
I honestly have not seen it in so long, but it's Pulp Fiction. It can't be an awful movie. You got to be wrong about that.
Yeah, and this is like this is where people don't like me, but a large majority of Quentin Tarantino movies, I think, are wildly overrated.
I don't know that I disagree. Well, I would say I disagree. The only one I really don't like, I don't know if I've seen his latest. I don't like Django Unchained so much.
That's one of the only ones that I like.
Oh. Boy, our team's going to be fun to manage. We agree on everything. The question from Brian is, Jalen Samuels for the Steelers, could he have some value in the opening weeks? I could use him as a tight end or a running back.
I think if he's tight end eligible, then you should definitely add him and see how week one goes.
This is from Daniel. Hey, Kenny, Albert, Danny, and Mike.
Those are the wide receivers for the Miami Dolphins.
They sure are. Pick two in PPR. Jamal Williams, James Conner, Doug Baldwin.
Sit Baldwin.
12-team PPR league from Eric in a town northeast of St. Paul.
Minneapolis.
Is that northeast?
Adam.
I'm looking to replace Mahomes in week one with Andy Dalton. Should I drop Rashad Penny or Mohamed Sanu? Oh, this may be too late. Oh, you should have dropped Mohamed Sanu. For goodness sake, why would you own Mohamed Sanu? If you can still do it, do it. Drop Sanu. This is
you
from
can't.
Colin.
You clearly can't.
Some can. You know, I had an email exchange with somebody who asked me about dropping Calvin Ridley today, and I said, well, you can't drop Ridley. And he said, my league allows it. So
we have to wait another 4 days to drop Carson Wentz.
So the question from Colin in a small town outside Denver. Small town outside Denver.
Telluride.
He says, hey, Dick, Mike, Brian, and Khalil. Dick, Mike, Brian, and Khalil.
Those are all Chicago Bears linebackers.
Yeah, wow. I mean, this guy is just crushing it today, everybody. Colin wants to know, in the 10-team standard scoring league, he's got Brown, Hopkins, Diggs, and Hilton. And then Brown, Hopkins, Diggs, Hilton, Collins, Drake, and Carson are his running backs. My goodness. He got Collins and Drake in rounds 5 and 6. I've been offered Kareem Hunt for T.Y. Hilton and Chris Carson. Would you do that?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
This is from Nichelle in a city in New England.
Boston.
No, I'm sorry. It's in Providence. I mean, baby. Dear Randall, Kevin, Jack, and Toby.
I often get told I look like a character from this movie, show. This is us.
Dude, you really, like, this is really impressive. Really impressive. Superflex, half PPR. Should I flex Jamal Williams or Will Fuller?
Jamal Williams, easily.
Let me ask you this. Would you flex Jamal Williams or Eli Manning?
Ooh, that is an interesting question.
Yeah.
I think in PPR, I would go with Williams. In non-PPR, I'd probably still go Eli.
From Dan, dear Mitch, Jay, Rex, and Kyle.
Oh, no. Am I going to mess this up
finally?
No, I'm not Modern Family.
No. I think these are Bears quarterbacks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mitch and Jay are for a Modern Family, but those are Bears quarterbacks. I need to start 2.5 PPR. Jamal Williams, James Conner, Marvin Jones, and Royce Freeman.
Jamal Williams and James Conner.
And finally, from Nate in the second biggest city in Minnesota.
That one is definitely St. Paul.
I don't hear much from you guys about Deion Lewis. I currently have Deion Lewis as my RB2 behind Jordan Howard with Adrian Peterson, Matt Breida, Sony Michel, Marlon Mack, and Mark Ingram. Who should I start in week one beside Howard?
I'm starting Deion Lewis.
I'll read them again for the listeners. Deion Lewis, Peterson, Breida. That's it. Deion Lewis?
Deion Lewis, yes.
And secondly, should I be comfortable with this group of running backs? Howard, Peterson, Lewis, Breida, Michel, Mack, Mark Ingram. Or should I turn to move one of my wide receivers, Beckham, Evans, Diggs, Crowder?
I don't think I'd be uncomfortable with this because your receivers are elite, and as long as you get to week 5 at 2-2, then you're starting Jordan Howard and Mark Ingram with elite wide receivers, and I see your quarterback is Drew Brees. I like it.
I gotta tell you something, Heath. I'm not going to play the music again, but according to Minnesota-demographics.com, St. Paul is, in fact, the second biggest city in the state.
Thank you. I would like to apologize for saying that Minneapolis was, or St. Paul was northeast of the other one, because that part I had backwards.
Well, you know what? I got to thank you for coming on. I got to thank you for a lot of things. I got to thank you for being so willing to dedicate your time to fantasy football today, for helping out all our listeners, for being such a great friend, for helping me get ready for the telethon last week. But lastly, you know, Heath, I just want to say
thank you for being a friend.
All right.
You want to know what a great friend I am?
What is that?
I share everything. I've been sick most of the week, and Chris Towers just left the office with the same illness that I have.
That's Team Creed for you. All right, everybody. Here comes the full Le'Veon Bell song. Enjoy it. Enjoy your weekend. Talk to you Saturday night on Ion Fantasy Football, and Monday, or Sunday night, rather, on Fantasy Football Today.
When I wake up in the morning, CBS gives out a warning about a Giants banged up offensive line. Injury to Brandon Cooks, and before I even look, my opponent grabbed his backup off the waiver wire. It's alright. I've got Le'Veon Bell. If I lose, there's a flex. I know I'm in a mess. Well, I better do my homework tonight. Reading Jamie's starter sit, Dave's chart is legit. Ethan Adams shared a team, it was a dump.